Hello again and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And it's one night after election night. And I'm fucking up. Yep, it's election night. Lowest voter turnout in over 100 years.
Yay, Canada.
Yay, Canada. The last time that people showed up in even less numbers than they did last year was in the 1800s, when possibly there was no way that they could even get to the polling stations. You know, they were either trapped, their horse was broken, needed a new leg.
Horses don't get broken. If horses have a broken leg, they just shoot them.
So, thank you, Canadians, for coming out and electing another conservative minority government.
You're happy about that.
Oh, hey. What can I say? I voted.
I didn't.
All right.
And everybody, I talked to three people today about voting, and all of them didn't vote either, so I didn't feel so bad.
What were their reasons for not voting? We know yours. I know. Well, yours was that you're renovating the salon.
Yeah, and I just have too much on my mind right now. Like, I honestly forgot what... I don't even know what the date is today.
Yeah, apparently the future of the country is not on your mind because you did not get out to vote within that 12-hour window.
Also, because I always vote NDP, and they've never gotten anything, so I just, you know, just, like, lost hope.
It's not... Every vote is good.
No,
There was an NDP one in Edmonton. Oh. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
That is amazing, and an NDP... Like, you know, 40% of the people had that attitude, and had an additional 40% of the population come out, things would have been... Looking a bit different, but all I gotta say is...
But you know what? I didn't feel so bad because I watched one of what is it called?
The debates?
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
And it was fun.
And that didn't, and it didn't at all make you want to stand up and go, I want to do something for this country. I want to go out and vote and change the face of the political landscape. No?
No, it just... made me realize that Jack Layton is somewhat sexy. That's all I got out of it.
And that was reason enough to vote. I'm looking, actually, just behind you. I'm sitting right on her bulletin board is still your voter registration card.
Yeah, well, I'm not really thinking about stuff like that right now.
All right, well, apparently other things are more important for you and the other 40% of the Canadians who really couldn't give a fuck yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, but hey, good for me. Good guys won.
Yay.
Again.
Whatever.
Anyways,
just means I can still bitch and complain.
No, you can't. You have not earned the right to bitch and complain. Your right to earn your right to bitch and complain is still sitting on that cork board behind
Whatever.
Us.
Whatever. I don't care.
Anyways, 206-208 is the 206-208-3918 is the number for our voicemail. info@tiptaptip.com. Gonna give you a clue. Guess how many voicemails we got.
You have zero new messages.
You have zero new voicemail messages and zero saved messages.
Aww. I'm just gonna play this one once. I made a promise. Every time we don't get a message, this gets played.
Cool. This message is for Rochelle. It's Sean. We met a while back at Azerbaijan. We laughed casually about how you didn't have any Scottish in you. Let's rectify that. You've still got my card. Call me.
206-208-3918 is the number for a voicemail. But hold on. I lied. We got a voicemail.
What?
That's right. I know. I lied. It's a bit creepy.
That's not fair. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, you asked me before the show if we got any voicemails. I like to keep things under wraps. You know, have the element of surprise.
Oh.
So, of course,
yes,
I lied to you.
You are
I just lied to you
me.
Again.
Saying okay.
That we, so here's the weird one we got. Actually, it's addressed to me, so...
Eric has a stalker.
It's kind of a creepy stalker. Have a listen at this.
Ooh. Message one.
Hello. Do you want to play a game? You think it's over, but the games have just begun. I'm here with your friend, Eric. My work will continue. In a way you never saw coming. You won't believe I was in. Let the game begin.
dog.
Oh, it looks like we...
What the hell is that? What game? Let what game
then
begin?
Let me play it again. Hold on a second.
Message. One.
Hello. Do you want to push a game? You think it's over, but the games have just begun. I'm here with your friend, Eric. My work will continue in a way you never thought of it. You won't believe how it ends. Let the game begin.
Well...
So, what... Is that like a real person, or is that...
Actually, no, I was lying to you again. Well, it's kind of the same sort of thing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Is, you remember...
Why are you always lying to me?
Because it's the only way I can get voicemail messages. You remember a while back when I had Optimus Prime phone into the show, and yeah. I was so happy that it was an actual robot. Now, the movie Saw 5 is coming up, and there's a promotion on the website where you can get the guy from Saw to call your voicemail. You type in your name, Eric... And he leaves a message for voicemail. I pointed him towards our voicemail number, 206-208-3918. And, yeah, he left a message.
Oh, that's so sad. I feel so sorry for you that you have to, like...
that I have...
make pretend messages for you. I've already got one. Eric's just a poser.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's what I got to say about that. On the weekend, I went to the podcast meetup thing again. It's actually my second time that I've gone. Rochelle was going to go, but, you know, nothing, you know, not to blame her, but she's very tired. We had moved a lot of stuff into what's going to be her new salon opening up soon. We did that in the morning, and she was tired by the afternoon.
Yeah, because we woke up at 6:30, and... That's a once-in-a-year thing for me, to have to wake up at that time.
Yeah, because we...
And Eric wakes up at that time every day, so
every morning,
6:30,
just so I can make myself look that awesome for everybody else. Every day. But now that I'm looking at myself wearing a shitty red shorts and a black t-shirt, maybe it's all for naught. Anyways. Yeah, so the pod gallery thing was fun. Again... It's a wide plethora of people there. Nerdy, yes. Weird and stalkery, not so much. Anyways, check them out, podcalgary.org or something like that, or just type in podcalgary into Google. And you'll find us listed on there under the entertainment category, and I think I said this before, not family friendly or safe for work. Good for us. second week in a row, I think
We're so badass.
Second week in a row, if you can believe it, are the shittiest movie in the entire world, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, number one, 2 weeks in a row. Can you believe that?
Oh my goodness. When I went to London Drugs today,
yeah,
there's a girl outside of London Drugs holding her Chihuahua, and everybody stopped. Oh my God, it's so cute. Oh, and it was wearing like a little sweater and stuff.
See, I think, don't get me wrong, I have nothing really against dogs. I just don't like dogs as accessories.
Chihuahuas look like big rats.
Our cats
with bigger ears.
Our cats are bigger than the Chihuahua. Our cats could sit
on
it.
Our cats could like kill a Chihuahua.
It would sit on the stupid fucking thing and that would be the end of that, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, second week in a row, Beverly Hills Chihuahua fetches $17.5 million to win another weekend.
Oh my goodness. That is so bad.
That's not a lot of money, but it's also slow movie season, so I guess that's enough to take it over the top. An adorable talking dog remained just the sort of escapist movie hero audiences wanted after a week of awful economic news. Disney's family comedy Beverly Hills Chihuahua, with Drew Barrymore providing the voice of the pooch, was the number one flick for the second straight weekend with $17.5 million, raising its 10-day total to $52.5 million. I think Dark Knight made that in like a day, according to the studio estimates Sunday. Beverly Hills Chihuahua is the only light comedy in a market heavy on drama. Chuck Blame Disney's head of distribution. It said moviegoers may be turning to the Perky Pooch to help forget the market freefall of
the
Wall Street.
The Perky Pooch.
This is only word of mouth coming back from us, but coming back to us from theaters. I don't have any statistical proof, but they're telling us we're getting more unaccompanied by children, adults coming on their own. What the fuck are these people Seriously.
Those people are called child molesters.
Yeah, they're sitting at the back row looking at all your children. They're not watching the movie.
Yep.
They're buttering their popcorn is what they're
doing. And you know, like, the amount of money that it costs to go see a movie.
Yeah, like, when
Would you spend it on something that is so crappy? And you could probably illegally download it and watch it for free. Honestly, does it matter if you see that in the theater?
Though I will make it clear, the staff at Tip Tap Dip do not endorse nor participate in such activities. This is just something we have read about on the internet. So there.
Nice, nice try.
I'm just covering her ass.
Okay.
It's probably... Okay, the market...
I don't really want to hear any more about that.
So we're done?
Yeah.
You're just cutting me off, like, right? Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. Right. It's just kind of...
Okay, well, I'm going to skip the article and run down the list of the top 10 movies for this weekend, and then we'll be done with it, okay? All right, number one, of course, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, $17.5 million, followed by Quarantine, which is the North American remake of the movie Wreck we saw,
when you said Wreck, I thought it was, like, W-R-E-C-K, but it's
Wreck as in record. Exactly.
Yeah.
Quarantine. I'm kind of curious to see it. You know,
I'm curious to see it, but I'm not.
I can wait till it comes out.
I don't
want to
rent it because most of the time when you see an original movie from, I don't know, like Japan or where is that one from?
That one was from Spain.
From Spain. You know, most of the time when the American companies redo it, they do it badly. They think they're doing it better, but they do it worse.
I think the reason they remake it is just because people are lazy and don't like to read subtitles.
Yeah, well, why don't they just do what they, like, just dub it or something?
No, that's even worse. I'd rather for them remake. Dub movies, like, badly dubbed movies are just amazing.
No, I know, but they, I don't know. I just, honestly, I've always liked the Japanese or the original country that is made. I've always liked their movies a lot better than when the Americans.
Yeah, like, it's a different thing, like when you dub, like, an animated movie, right? Because you can kind of get away with it. And
yeah.
But when you're doing it, like sort of a live-action movie and it's dubbed, it just...
The horror movie that was Japanese and it's that girl with all the hair in her face?
Oh, The Ring.
The Ring. Yeah, Ringu I thought was a lot better than The Ring.
That was kind of... Both were kind of freaky.
I just thought it was weird to watch Sarah Michelle Gellar in something like that.
No, that was The Grudge.
Okay, well...
Anyways, there was a bunch of American versions of the Japanese movies. Japanese horror movies, which came out within a few years. Anyways, number three, Body of Lies. That's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio and
that guy with the unibrow. Scottish guy with the unibrow?
No, that's Russell Crowe, the Australian guy who will beat you up. Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf coming in at number four with $11 million. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. That's the one with Michael Cera and some chick.
What?
You know Michael Cera from Arrested Development. Yeah, anyways. There's a reason.
Which one is he in Arrested Development?
He's the son. Like the
young, Yeah. What's it called again in the movie?
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh, is that the one where it's like a night out or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Nice. The Express, I don't know what the fuck that is. Nights in Rodanthe, no fucking clue. Appaloosa, that's the one with Viggo Mortensen. It's like a Western.
I like him.
Yeah, The Duchess, I think that's the one with Keira Knightley, coming in at number 9. Number 10, City of Ember, surprising, it's doing that shitty. It has Bill Murray in it and a bunch of fucking kids. It's a fantasy. Woohoo. Story's over. Yep. You know the Beatles? You know the drummer for the Beatles?
Yeah, Ringo.
Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr has something to say about people who send him stuff to sign.
Ringo Starr has entitled his website message Peace and Love. Please Please Me by Leaving Me Alone would be more appropriate.
Love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October.
So basically, people are sending me shit to sign. He's just fucking done with it. Like, you know, the guy's closer to 70 than he is 60.
Is he?
Well, think about it. Like, Paul McCartney just turned 64. I think it was last year. He's 65 right now.
That's funny, because they have that song, When I'm 64.
Yeah, now. But
and now he is.
So he, I'm guessing Ringo's probably about 66 years old, maybe even 67, possibly.
Wasn't he the voice in the Thomas the Train?
Yeah, he was Thomas the Tank Engine or whatever the fuck.
He was a conductor.
Yeah, Mr. Conductor, fuck me.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, he's retired. He, you know, he just wants to take it easy. And people just keep on sending him shit to sign. He's asking people in a nice way. He's giving him a deadline. Says, you know, after October 20, fuck you. I'm done. You know, I've been working for, you know, 40 plus years in the spotlight. I want to fucking lay back in my lawn chair, smoke some weed.
But you know what? Even if he goes...
And pass out my own poo.
Even if he goes out in public anywhere...
Everybody
he's
knows
gonna get asked that still. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, like
you can't avoid it.
People are gonna get you to sign an autograph, and he said, and he's gonna go, "Didn't you watch the fucking video?" Again, king of accents, Eric Skilling. All
that
right,
that's a good one.
King of accents. You should hear my other ones.
I think it's funny. My mom always thought that Ringo was like the hot one of the Beatles, and I think he's the funny looking one.
He's always the goofy looking one, ain't he?
Yeah.
I think
John Lennon was the hot one.
I hope he outlives Paul. That would be fucking awesome.
You hope what?
I hope Ringo outlives Paul. That would be poetic justice.
Why?
Didn't let me sing more songs, did you? Well, I'm going to be pissing on your grave, Paul. Sorry. That was completely uncalled for, but it's still funny. Anyways, back to Ringo.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
Since the Beatles broke up in 1970, Ringo's solo career has won him his own legion of fans.
He's basically got where he was because of his fans, so, and he's had the life he has because of his fans, so he should definitely just keep replying to them as much as he can.
Yeah, he's been there, done it, so why not let him have a little bit of peace, eh?
I'm warning you, with peace and love, I have too much to do.
For those still loyal to Ringo, time is of the essence. There's only a week left to get your fan mail in. Chris Rogers, ITV News.
I think he's actually... He sounded a little bit drunk in that video. Let me just skip back a second. Oh. Like, he has that sort of... That Liverpool accent, but I think he... I thought I detected a little bit of a slur.
Okay, play it again.
I'm warning you with peace and love. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
For those still loyal to...
I have too much to do. Too much. Bottles to drink. Too much whiskey to chug.
Too many women to screw.
Ringo, anyway. Ringo, Ringo.
Ringo, time is of the essence. There's only a week left to get your fan mail in. Chris Rogers, ITV News.
Well, I hate it when people do that, when they try and make things sound nicer than what they're actually saying by saying...
He's like, I'm warning you with peace and love. Fuck off already. Seriously.
Yeah, but why would you say, I'm warning you with peace and love?
So
that's not nice.
So he doesn't come off
like... Giving people a warning is not nice.
So he doesn't come off like a 100% asshole. He's just kind of saying that just to say, hey, well, I said it with peace and love, so if you can't take a hint, well, fuck you then.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when I first heard about this story, the immediate thing which popped into my mind, as I'm sure well most people, is that one episode of The Simpsons... Where Marge Simpson, as a child, painted a portrait of Ringo Starr, mailed it to him, forgot about it because she had grown up, and then I think 30 or so odd years later, he finally got around to signing it, and he was in that episode.
Yeah, that was a long time ago that I saw that.
I'm warning you, don't send me your shit. I will poop on it and send it back. Postage due. Fuck you.
Why doesn't he just do like a thing, you know, where he gets people to come down and he signs for like one day that's it?
Why? He's had a whole lifetime of signing shit. I'm on his side on this one. You know what? Just leave the man fucking alone. He's like, you know...
So basically, this is like a famous person's way of retiring.
Like, completely retiring. Like, yeah. You know, like, he's...
Well, I mean, that's fair. I mean, everybody has to retire, right?
You know, like, he
except Johnny Cash never stopped playing. Willie Nelson still plays and,
you know,
probably
like,
would...
I know, think even Ringo Starr, like, I know he was touring with a band up until, I think, even a few years ago. He might... even still be continuing to play in his All-Star, S-T-A-R-R, band. Sorry. So, I don't know. Yeah,
honestly, even if you, like, if I was famous and I got a whole bunch of fan mail that I didn't want to reply, I just wouldn't reply. Like, I would just throw it out.
That's what he's saying. He says, after October 20th, if you send me shit, it's going to get tossed. Good for him.
Why doesn't he just do it and not tell?
No, because he's because then he would be a real asshole. Now he's
Or why doesn't he just, like, hire someone to copy his signature onto stuff?
Yeah, why doesn't he just make a fucking stamp with his signature?
Yeah, exactly.
Peace and love. Fuck you, Ringo Starr. Peace and love. Fuck you, Ringo Starr. Peace and love.
Yeah, and then hire, like, some high school kid to their part-time job is to, like, sign shit for you. There you go. Fans are happy, and you're happy because you're basically retired. But then, yeah, you're still keeping yourself famous.
Yeah, maybe that's the solution. Anyways, Ringo Starr, you have about 5 days to get your shit in before he craps on it and sends it back to you. Way to go, guy.
Should we try sending him something?
We can't get it to Liverpool in, like, five days.
Yeah, you can. You just have to pay more.
Well, first of all, we'd have to get there in 4 days because now
it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to send him my underwear.
That's gross.
No, that would be so cool to have underwear with Ringo Starr's signature on it, like right on your butt.
If you can get it there in 4 days and you're not using my credit card to do it, fucking go for it. Go for it.
Would you be jealous if I had Ringo Starr's signature on me?
I'd wear them and I'd wipe my butt. And I just
gross.
And I'd give them back to you. Okay, I'm done. But those are girls' panties.
Okay, I have a surprise to show you.
All right.
So I was working at the new salon today.
Yep.
And I bike everywhere. So I have my bike. I usually just lock it on anything that's available to lock it on, right? Because there's no...
But did you get a ticket?
Shh.
I'm
not done yet.
All right.
So there's no bike stand. Like, a lot of places don't have bike stands for you to lock your stuff on. So then you just, like, what other thing would you lock your bike to?
I don't know, a homeless person?
They wish. you lock it to, like, street poles.
Okay.
Because seriously, what else is there? All right. And those are all on the sidewalk.
So how much is it? It's a warning?
I went outside today and saw there's, like, this little plastic baggy thing, like, stuck to my bike. And I open it up. There's this note in here, and it says, an inspection of this property reveals a violation of the bylaw indicated below.
And it's checked off here.
And it says, to owner, occupant of where my salon is. And the street bylaw that I did not obey was, do not place or allow electrical cords, hose, chains, or other similar obstructions on a sidewalk or street. I'm like, I don't think a bike really counts as that. It's not an electrical cord. It's not a hose. It's not a chain. I guess it is an obstruction. Okay, and then it says for other,
mm-hmm.
Street bylaw 20M88, section 17.4, unauthorized material on street. But it wasn't even on the street. It was on the sidewalk.
But
it says here, bicycle cannot be placed in such a way which blocks, interferes with street and sidewalk. Placing bicycle on the sidewalk poses a safety concern as persons using the sidewalk are forced to walk onto street. And that's just making it sound like...
You have an elephant on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, my bike is locked to a pole and people can definitely walk by it.
It is just a warning, so we'll just...
Yeah, I know, but where else? Like, I have to go down to this same place every single day, and that's the only... Either my options are, like, locking it to that pole or locking it to this other chain thing that's on the sidewalk as well. I mean, you lock your bike on the sidewalk, right? I'm not going
to
bring it.
Well, if there's a place to lock it, yeah.
No, but there isn't a designated place. There's no bicycle thing. Anyway, this just really pisses me off that I get something like this. Like, the only reason why... that should be valid for me to get something like that, is if there is actually a designated area for me to park my bicycle, and there isn't.
Yeah, well, it says here, fix it within 72 hours, you know, which...
Yeah, I know, but, like, if I was going down there again tomorrow...
Would you get another one?
I might get another one, or I might get a ticket.
Or you might just take a hint and fucking lock it up somewhere else.
Yeah, where?
I don't know, why don't you bring it to the salon?
And put it where?
In the salon.
Yeah, where? There's no space in there.
Wherever you are not in the salon.
It's full of stuff. Anyways.
No, look, not to get into an argument.
Honestly, like, I have been biking around in Calgary for, like, 8 years, and I've never gotten anything like that.
Does that make you sad? Make you want to cry?
It makes me pissed off. It makes me want to move to Amsterdam, where people understand stupid shit like that shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
Fuck Canada.
Hey.
Fuck you.
This is not a Canada thing. This has nothing to do with our federal.
I can't help it if I don't want to drive an SUV and be like everybody else. I can't help it if I'm not conservative.
Yes, you can. You can't help yourself. Yeah, I guess you're going to be locking up somewhere else tomorrow.
No, I'm going to keep on locking it to the pole and see if I get a ticket.
That's a nice bike, though. They'll take
it. Seriously, what are they going to do?
The same person probably walks past
the
same...
Yeah, but what are they going to do? How are they going to give a bike a ticket?
They'll
stick a thing to it and be, like, addressed to who? They don't know whose it is.
It's not like there's a license on it.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Or you could just find some other...
I'm going to put a note on there saying, get me a bike stand and I'll move my fucking bike. Or something, I don't know.
They really could not give a fuck. They're just saying, okay, well, there's...
It's probably someone who's just bored out of their mind and they're like, oh, yeah, I could probably just write something up for that thing over there.
That thing, that obstruction.
Yeah.
A Cambodian couple saw his house, entire house in half, in divorce. A couple. You get a half, I get half.
Oh my goodness.
Fair is fair. A couple in rural Cambodia has terminated their 18-year marriage with a divorce settlement that entailed sawing into the wooden house they once shared. Villagers said Friday. The husband, 42-year-old Mumuin Sareem, has taken away with him all the bits and pieces of half a house, said his 35-year-old wife, Vat Navy. Very strange, but this is what my husband wanted, she said by phone from a village about 62 miles east of Cambodia's capital. She said they ended their marriage last month. He brought his relatives and used saws. He was like, got the whole family involved in this. He brought his relatives and used saws to cut the house in half, she said, adding that she now owns the other half that is still standing. The house is made from wood and a tile roof propped up on wooden pillars, a typical style for a Cambodian country home. She said her strange husband and his relatives, after ripping apart half of the house, carried all the debris to his parents' house nearby. Also, they cut it in half and just took the parts away. So
what is the point?
So she's left with just half a house. And
that guy's an asshole. And honestly, don't they have lawyers in Cambodia?
Not when you're poor in Cambodia. There's just... keeping it real and sorting it out in your...
I'm amazed that they're allowed to get divorced in Cambodia.
People can get divorced in Cambodia.
I don't know. I thought getting divorced in other countries was a major, like, no-no because of, like,
their
religions.
What do you think, what do you think you're only allowed to get divorced in, like, North America and Europe and everywhere else they just shoot you?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work like that. There's other places, like Cambodia... where you are allowed to get divorced, and they won't kill you. They just cut your house in half, and your relatives come and take the rest of it. She said the divorce was prompted by her husband's jealousy about her alleged relationship with a policeman in the village.
Ooh.
She denied having an extramarital affair. He wanted a divorce, and I said, let's divorce. The husband could not be reached for comment. We can, however, 206-208-3918. Can't say that enough.
Ooh, that's clever. That's clever. Did you think about that before or just right now?
I just, you know, I'm just always on my fucking game here.
I think you thought about that before.
No, actually, I... All right.
No, that's too good.
What are you saying? you saying I don't have the ability to come up with stuff on the fly and just throw it out there? Yeah, you're right. I just read words off of paper. A village chief said local officials and police were present as witnesses. The day the couple split their 20 by 24.5 foot house in. Okay, so maybe just 20 by 24.5 feet. So that's
small.
Yeah, that's like
smaller. That's like people the size of people's sheds.
Local officials tried three. local officials tried three times to get them to mend their differences, but the husband would not budge. He would not budge, but he would get a bunch of fucking relatives to sort that shit out. Stop tapping on me. That really bothers me, and I can't concentrate.
That's why, that's why the show's called Tip Tap Tip, because I tap you while we do the show.
It's really distracting. I can't follow the show, and I'm fucking up. And I'm so sorry.
Is there any interesting articles that I can read?
Yeah, you can read this one about... yeah, you'll like this one.
Okay. furry over cat eating festival. What?
No, the cats aren't eating. People are eating the cats.
No, I know. That's what I was thinking. Oh, my goodness.
You should have seen the video.
Tasty?
I didn't show you.
Kittens? Animal rights groups are up in arms over an annual festival in Peru that serves up hundreds of fried cats to locals. Oh, my goodness. The gastronomical festival... of the cat, dubbed the Massacre of the Mogis, sees town folk in Quinit near Lima feast on the fluffy pets for 2 days. They believe that eating cat burgers and fried cat legs and tails can cure bronchial disease. It is also believed that feline meat serves as an aphrodisiac. Oh my goodness, it seems like everything that's like fucking gross and you'd never think of eating is supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Fucking people. Seriously.
Like
Peru, get your shit together. Come on.
Yeah.
Really, Peru? Come on. Peru. No, seriously. Peru. Please. Think. It's a furry little kitty. He's not gonna give you a boner. Fuck off. Fucking No, Peru.
Okay.
Are you even a country?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But it has generated fury among animal rights groups. Oh, sorry, fury. I said furry. PETA spokesman said, if Peruvians really eat poor old Mugi because they think his meat cures bronchitis, that's about as bizarre as it gets. Although, remember that Asians eat monkey bits thinking that will cure all their right. impotence. And even Europeans, but your old Bessie the cow, are Henny Penny the hen because they see them as nothing more than a bit of nourishment.
Okay, seriously. Okay, all right, Peru. Fisherman's friends, hauls, fucking...
Bronchitis. It's not cold. Bronchitis is like, it's an infection of your throat.
The lungs.
The lungs, yeah. It's really... I've had it before And I went to the doctor just, like, coughing my guts out. And it's so incredibly painful. But every time you cough, you're coughing up all this nasty shit. And,
nothing a cat wouldn't fix.
No, I honestly... maybe a cat would eat, like, your mucus. But... Because they seem to eat, like, weird shit. But...
it's not like they take a live cat and put it down your throat and go, go, kitty, clean me out. Clean the little bag, chickie.
Anyway, so I went to like the emergency section of the hospital because it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I went and saw a doctor and he looks at me and he's like, oh, do you smoke? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, you're just going to have to cough it away. he didn't even give me anything. Isn't that awful?
Well, you smoke.
So...
It's like,
I'm still sick. I'm still sick, and he's a doctor, and well, he should treat it.
You're sick. You're sick.
And so, do you think that when smokers get cancer, they shouldn't get cured because
no?
They
my thing is like something like bronchitis. Like, you know, you're obviously doing something not to help. And it's like you're giving the doctor extra work because, you know, because you smoke and it's something that's preventable. You can stop smoking for the duration of your bronchitis. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's tons of stuff. Like if somebody went in and they had a liver disease and it's because they drank too much and then the doctor refused to treat them because they drink and it's their own fault. It's the same sort of idea, right? It's not fair. A doctor can't do that.
Well, if I was a doctor, I'd have rules like that.
Well, no one would go to you and you would be a very poor doctor.
I'd be an awesome doctor.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'd be the best.
Okay, having toured slaughterhouses for dogs in Taiwan, horses in Texas, and chickens and cows in Europe, PETA's staff says the last thing we need to do is add yet another poor animal to the list of those being frightened and slaughtered for a taste. I don't really like PETA.
Yeah, like, I agreed with them up until, like, their second sentence when they started talking about, like, chickens and cows. I'm like, you know, just stick to the point. You don't need cats. Cats are cute, furry.
Yeah, cats are good pets. Chickens? No, chickens are not good pets.
They just kind of hang around. There's a reason we eat them. We eat them because we hate them.
Well, what else are they good for? Honestly, what are you going to do if all of a sudden there was like a million chickens, you know, in your backyard? What are you going to do with them? Let them live and eat grains that could be made into bread for us?
Or you could let them live and they make eggs so we can eat. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, but you don't need to have a million chickens to have eggs.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need like 100 eggs a day.
Yeah.
All right.
So you have to kill them.
You have to.
Well, it's okay to have more trees and more grains and all that kind of stuff. But if we didn't eat cows, just imagine how many cows there would be. They would get in the way.
You'd be walking down the street and be like, get out of my way, you fucking cow.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
and honestly, I think it would be better if we ate dogs here and cats here too, because they're all the ones that are, like, they're being, you know, all these stupid people, they get these cats and then they don't get them fixed. And so there's billions of kittens and no homes for them. So they take them to the SPCA, and the SPCA has to spend a whole bunch of money frying these cats to kill them and get rid of them. So if we ate them, it would actually be better, because then we would kill them and we would use them.
So let me get this straight. Cute animals, keep around. Nuisance animals, yum.
Yeah.
All right. As long as we're clear on this.
And you know what? I think cats would make really nice fur coats, too.
All right. PETA, if you want to get a hold of us, our email address is info@tiptaptip.com. Or you can go to our forums, tiptaptip.com/forum. There's a nice little thread called Hate Mail. Go for it. Fucking go to town.
Don't you think, like, because I like putting the cats on my shoulder, and just imagine having like a permanent piece of fur, like the cat on your shoulder.
Yeah, it's called like a mink stole.
I know.
And they have
I almost got one.
With like the feet and all the... Yeah. Oh, that's kind of gross.
It was kind of gross. I just didn't like it because it was really old. I'd like to have a fresh new one.
I don't like my clothes to have a face.
I didn't like that. And they even put like glass eyes for where the eyes were supposed to be. And I'm like, that's a little bit creepy. Like, why don't they just chop off the head and then you don't have to think about it as being a dead animal?
Yeah, that's kind of gross. You know the Mile High Club? Where you screw in an airplane.
Okay, yeah.
Now, Virgin Galactic turns down sex in space proposal. Virgin Galactic is a private company which is planning to have flights into space for regular citizens like you or me who can afford to cough up a shitload of money in order to do so.
So that wouldn't be regular citizens.
Well, I mean, like, because, you know, you're astronauts. And usually the path for, like, an astronaut is you go through the military or blah, blah, blah. You know, but if somebody just says, okay, here's such and such money.
Didn't somebody already do that? They gave the people a whole bunch of money and they went into space?
Lance Bass a few years ago was going to, but then when it came time to actually give the Russians the money to go up into space, he just didn't have any. Lance Bass is a former member of the band NSYNC.
Yeah.
Could have been an astronaut. Now he's gay. The private company... the private company planning to take wealthy tourists to the edge of the atmosphere starting in late 2009 or early 2010 has refused a $1 million proposal to film a sex video while the participants are floating gravity-free. That would be fucking cool to see. Just saying. Like 0 degree, floating around... Will Whitehorn, president of Virgin Galactic, said the offer from an unidentified party was $1 million upfront for a sex in space movie. That was money we had to refuse, I'm afraid. Really? Whitehorn disclosed the rejected transaction here September 30th during an International Astronautical Congress. He said Virgin Galactic, part of Richard Branson's Virgin Group, is planning to begin flights of the White Knight 2 aircraft in 2009 or early...
White Knight. I like that. That would be a great title for the porn movie.
What would you call it?
The White Knight.
Actually, speaking of porn movies, they're just in the midst of making a porn movie based on vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. No, I'm serious.
She's not hot, though.
Some people do think she's hot. Larry Flint of Hustler is making a movie called Nailin' Palin. It's just in the midst of production right now. I read about it on TMZ.com just a few days ago. Anyways.
Who's okay, so there's Larry Flint, and then who's the other guy?
There's Hugh Hefner of Playboy.
I have the same birthday as him.
It's Hugh Hefner? Except you're not 100 zillion years old like you have been.
Yeah, and I don't use Vaseline when I have sex.
Oh, yeah, we read that article. Where did we read that article?
It was in that Tales of a Playboy Bunny or Playgirl Bunny or something.
Well, where was that then? That was...
It was in, I think, Atlantic.
No, I think...
Or McLean's.
McLean's, yeah.
Actually, that's a book that I wouldn't mind reading. Sure. It's pretty fucked up.
Hugh Hefner is, I think he's like 86 years old when I checked last. Yep.
Yep. Birthday, April 9th.
All right. The aircraft...
That's Eric's sound effects for...
For straight finger turning into droopy finger.
What does that mean? I don't get it.
I'll tell you one day. The aircraft will carry the Spaceship Two craft, which is released during flight, and then climbs to 100 kilometers in altitude to offer fee-paying passengers around 5 minutes of weightlessness. Wow. You really have to boogie. 5 minutes of weightlessness as the vehicle approaches the limits of the Earth's atmosphere. So you don't really actually go into space. You kind of go like, you go like up, 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 and then you're fucking down.
It's kind of, I think they're getting gypped.
That's bad news.
Yeah. Because that means that they're not actually in space.
They're just kind of like, they're faking it.
Yeah.
Virgin Galactic is charging about $200,000 per person for the two-hour flight. The company has received $40 million in deposits from 280 customers. Wow. So, 200 grand for 5 minutes of floating around like a dummy.
Wow.
Earlier this year, Whitehorn estimated that Virgin Galactic has spent some $100 million developing its business, mainly in research and development of the aircraft by some stupid company.
Don't they just have, simulated gravity, anti-gravity rooms for NASA?
Yeah, I think they throw the astronauts in a pool with, like, a spacesuit, right? Because when you're...
No, I thought they had rooms where they...
No, this isn't... It's not like Star Trek. They don't have that yet.
Oh. Yeah, sometimes I get them mixed up.
Yeah, I know. Real life and Star Trek. I know how it's confusing.
So what would you do if you were in space? What would be the first thing that you'd want to do?
I'd want to look back at the Earth and see what it looked like from space.
No, not that. Like, for being in...
Like weightless?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of like... float around and stuff and have fun. I don't know what you do. You just kind of float around and...
See, what I would do is I would have a whole bunch of food and water and stuff, and I'd just, like, put it all into the air and then eat it.
Yeah, again, I think you've been watching The Simpsons where Homer goes into space. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, yeah. Dun. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Dun, dun. That would be fun. Dun, dun. But I don't know about... Because can you take off your spacesuit? You can't.
No, well, when you're inside a ship, you can. You can wear whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've been listening...
I don't know if sex would be good with no gravity.
Well, you'd be... First of all, you'd probably be barfing because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
And I guess that if you're into that kind of thing, I don't know. But even then, it's just going to be a mess because it doesn't...
That would be cool.
No, because it doesn't drop to the floor. It just kind of floats around.
No, I know. That's why I would puke right in front of your face and it would just be like floating around you. Oh. That would be so gross.
Not fun. Not fun.
I wonder what happens like when you fart. Where does it go?
Well, that's your phone, which means we should...
That's your phone.
Okay, well...
No, seriously.
That is my phone, which means...
No, but where does it go?
It's gas. It just... If you're in a... It just sort of dissipates.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyways, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. If you want to leave us a voicemail that is less creepier than this...
Message. One.
I don't want to hear it again. That's just gross.
Hello.
Hello.
You want to play a game? You think it's over, but the games have just begun.
I've been watching you. Eric.
I'm here with your friend.
I know what street you walk down to get to work.
Eric. My work will...
Okay, enough of that. Anyways, 206-208-3918 is the number to leave us a for real voicemail, not like the fake ones I've been sending myself. info@tiptaptip.com is a email address that you can send stuff to that we will probably read because we get nothing else. Check out our website. It's fun. It has forums. And
it's fun. It's fun to leave messages, too.
It's fun to leave messages, too. Check out our site and the forums. TipTapTip.com. Anyways, my name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.